how do you think sort of Burnside sort of influenced the way you are now, do you think? I suppose it'd be pretty hard to think in the fact that you've got, haven't got a lot to compare it with, but...
Well, you get put up, though.
You mean how many kids
are put up with more than most people.
Yes, that's what I was saying earlier. That it's made us very tolerant.
Very strong.
Very...
sociable, would you say?
Not
a little bit the other way.
No, the other. We were all very, very. I mean, I can talk here, but there's no way I could go to any other group. Mm. I mean, I'm avoiding.
Well, that's the burning effect.
Yes, I'm avoiding people. I was lately because of tragedy that's happened the last few years, and I don't want to talk to strangers about it. Yeah. Who knows about it?
I went out
so,
with very
but then that could be how
just in, insecure sort of. Very complex. My self-esteem was very low.
We went from here, we were all
I couldn't
secure.
Sort of mix with people.
Oh,
couldn't share things. But I think over the years, as you develop and grow and mature, don't you?
Yeah. When you have your children,
do you hoard things? No, I'm the opposite. My husband does. He does.
Yes. I throw out
No, actually, I don't really because
well,
I always felt
rubbish.
And
Arthur Haldane, he's exactly the same.
But you
way.
See, that's the
what,
Scotch coming up? Out in them. My husband is Scotch too, you see.
Jars. He'll say cardboard boxes.
No, but I think
Alan's
be,
like that. Yeah. Truly, he is a Scotchman.
Could be part of not. No, I think it could be part of sort of not having things.
It's not
I
the
wonder
not
whether, it's,
Scotch.
Whether it's the Scottish part or the Burnside part.
The I think it's the Scotch in them. Because most Scottish people do.
I've just changed a couple of rooms.
See, you have your nature. You have your nature. As I say, my brothers and I and sister are so different. Of course, my older brother and I were old enough to remember
yes,
the two younger ones weren't because they were still only 9 and 12 when they left. So that my brother was 9 when he came in, my young sister was 9 when she went home. So that naturally, you know, they're going to be completely different. But as far as affecting the way we are now, I think whether they like to admit it or not, I think most ex-Burnsiders have a scar or some scars. But there again, you know, with the determination it gave us, with the being able to tolerate things, with hating to see people ill-treated.
And we've not hated. And we've not having much anyway.
Exactly, so that everything we get is absolutely wonderful. Mm-hmm. So I think it affected us and our lives in a lot of good ways as well, probably equal good and bad, you know, as with every human being, I suppose.
I had a very inferiority complex. That's the word I wanted to use before.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes,
I felt
insecure.
Much, yes,
but insecurity. Insecurity.
But then when
I
got
so,
my good husband
and
my... Well, I only
exactly.
had one husband. I will only have one husband. But, I mean, when I married, I felt real secure with him.
That's
you know,
right,
and
Vera.
I had a home to go to and... Started.
And it sort of makes up
and
for
it
a lot.
Sort of makes up a lot because I always felt that I was going to give mine what I didn't have. So.
Well, I felt
I think
that
it's
true.
I think it's true. You sort
and
of
I could tell my husband
a lot
everything.
More, you know, love to.
And I could speak with members of my children.
Right.
And not about Burnside, but I could tell my husband anything. Mm. And I think that helped.
Mm.
And I think, you know, probably if you have anybody to understand, it makes a lot of difference to... I mean, I know of cases where they don't understand the husband I'm talking about. And then when the first bad time comes along, oh, well, you were just a homes kid anyway, you know? And I think there's been a few cases like this. But I think that... I don't know that it affects our lives now.
No, I don't.
Probably not our lives, but the way that we actually think.
Well, most of
it. I mean, we don't say we have scars and we say, oh, well, we had a bad childhood. Mm. That's the wrong thing.
Not allowed
wrong,
to do that in here.
That's the wrong thing to
not
do.
Not allowed to.
Yeah. Although,